There are realms that you're going to go to, that not archangel realms or spirit family realms or galaxies. There are places that do not exist right now. They're in the great potential of no place at all. And you're going to be going there. Generally, on individual journeys, generally by yourself, it's going to be so damn confusing for the mind. It wants reference points. It wants the river of time and space. It wants definition. It wants something. And you're going to be going there in what I call this ineffable presence, undefinable, even to the, especially to the mind, undefinable. And I'll tell you right now, just as you were lecturing the awakening students before, and now I'm lecturing to you, the masters, it's going to feel strange and beautiful at the same time. And when you think about it, or feel into it rather, you feel into it, you want a reference point. You want something to, as I always say, the mind is associative. It needs something to associate. But you're going to perceive things that, well, a good example, a good time to put on some music. And we'll do a little Rob Cha-Cha with this. I'll give you a good example as the music starts playing. So, you all know what colors are. We'll wear some very nice colors here today. And you're very familiar with the color spectrum. A lot of you know how to mix colors to get other colors. But an example of going to a place that's never been gone to, that does not exist, and that you didn't actually have to work to create, is like being in a color that you've never perceived before, neither has anybody else. A color. Not green, not blue, not orange, not black, not white. But yet it's a color. The master sense understands this totally. And it doesn't need to go to like a cosmic color or something that angels see, but humans can't. The master has a knowingness that there's colors that were never there before, never seen by even God. Ever, ever. Now, that's a big one for the mind. That's a really big one. The mind is like, well, no, somebody had to make it. You know, I'm just going to visit. No. There are colors. There are spectrums. There are dimensions that do not exist, even in the mind of God. There are places and spaces that you're going to find yourself in that nobody has ever, ever gone to. And you're going to wonder how it got there. You're going to wonder who created it, how old it is, this place that you suddenly find yourself in. Who does it belong to? Going to realize nobody's ever been there, ever. That's what you call this creativity and bond together, this inspiration, this passion. On the backdrop of Bonn, the screen where any reality can be created, and nobody did it. It's one thing to say you're going to take off on a journey, let's say a holiday, And you're going to go someplace that you've been to before. It's what most people do. They go on holiday. They go back to the same place. Maybe they change hotels, but same place. It's comfortable. And then sometimes two people say, oh, I want to go to Japan. I've never been there before. But other people have. It's already there. So it kind of makes sense. You hop on an airplane, you go to Japan your first time, but it's been there forever. Well, been there a long time. When you experience what other people have been experiencing for a long time and eat food that other people have been eating for a long time, what happens if you go on a journey to someplace that doesn't exist, that doesn't have a history, and nobody else has ever been there before, but suddenly it's there? That's pretty amazing. But then your mind is going to say, you're drowning. Breathe. You're going crazy. Remember when you did this before? Stop. Get back. And that's when you, as a master, with the master sense, takes a good deep breath in your presence, and you realize you're not going crazy. You're just getting out of the zoo. Let's take a good deep breath with that and realize that, to add even more confusion to it, you're going to be experiencing it simultaneous to what you would call your river rat self. You're going to be experiencing it simultaneous to driving down the street, driving to the grocery store, putting up with traffic, thinking about your kids, what has to be done later in the day, your bills. It's going to be happening simultaneous in the ineffable presence. And that's when you take a deep breath and say, I am so into my master sense. That's when you stop and remember this day where some of you got on stage trying to communicate to the ones who are newly awakening, communicate what's going to be happening to them, talking about what comes next as they go from awakening to mastery. You're going to remember that that was a brilliant distraction in this Saint Germain month, a brilliant way of me now being able to tell you what comes now with your master sense, going timeless, going to places that do not and never have existed is not crazy. It's just part of mastery. The human self is going to scream out. It's going to try to do everything it can to stop you. It's going to go into doubt, the doubt that you've been feeling since the first of the year. And that's when you take a deep breath and you say, all is well in all of creation. With that, my dear Shambra, enjoy until we meet again. Thank you.